Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. This is quite a big topic, and I feel like there's almost two parts to this topic as well, where this is a really good quote that almost defines energetics and what it really means. And this quote is, it's not how many hours you put in that determines how productive you are. It's how much energy you're able to invest during the hours you work. And I think that kind of sums up the principle of energetics. So our energy ebbs and flows. You know, time is a construct that is fixed. We only have so much of it available for us. We all have 24 hours a day. Our energy, however, is not fixed. Our energy fluctuates. It changes. It ebbs and flows, and it changes day to day, you know, throughout our day, where we might be in a high energy state. We might dip. We might go low. We might go high. We might plateau. It changes. It changes dependent on the time of day and so many other variables and factors involved. And for us women, it also depends on the time of month for us, you know, in our cycles. That changes things. It changes based on, you know, our situation that's around us as well, you know, the things that we've got going on in our life. That might affect our energy levels. So there's so many different variables, but we have the ability to almost enhance how much energy we have. So we have the ability to create more of it if we want to. Time is something we cannot create more of. Time is just a thing of 24 hours a day. That is what we have available to us. Our energy, we can change it. So looking at our day and looking at our energy, we can kind of see what sort of pattern comes if we do a bit of an energy audit where we take count from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. What's our energy looking like? And you can document this in a way of, you know, after I had my morning, you know, before I had my morning coffee, I felt like I was in a slump. I had very low energy. But then I have my morning coffee and all of a sudden I'm high energy. I'm feeling good. And so you can document like where your energy ebbs and flows and what's happening before and after those things. And you can start seeing a bit of a pattern involved in your day, being like, I can see where my energy is high and when my energy is low. And you can then, you know, structure your tasks and your activities based on those things. Our energy changes, you know, when you are aware and have that awareness of your energy levels, especially throughout a day, you can look at, you know, scheduling your time in a way that suits your energy and that matches the energy that you need for certain tasks. And so there might be certain tasks that you have that you don't need a lot of energy for. So you can look at your day and be like, okay, where are those dips in my day of energy? I can probably do those tasks in those moments. But when I need to be in a high energy state, typically that's happening throughout this time of day. So therefore, in an ideal world, I'd love to be able to schedule my tasks and activities when I know that I'm going to be in those states. It's not always possible, I know, because sometimes we've just got to do things when we've got to do them. But in an ideal world, we can try and do that. Looking at managing those dips, we can, you know, take better care of ourselves when we're aware. And we can look at those patterns, but we can also look at them and change them if we want to. And so if there is a time of day that you feel you are in an energy slump and it's a time of day you actually need to be on, you need to be doing certain things based on the time of day it is, then you can actually look at ways in which you can change your energy state to be able to fulfill the tasks and activities that you need to. One thing I would love to share here, and this is not to force energy. So sometimes we can force ourselves to push through. And sometimes that's needed where we need to do certain things, and other times perhaps not. And an example I'll give here is creating content. In our businesses, you know, we're all on social media and we're all creating content. We all know that being consistent, in particular with social media, makes a big difference. And in doing that means we need to schedule posts. It means we need to show up on social media and do these things. And sometimes we can force ourselves to do these things. So if you're sitting down at the computer because you're like, oh, I've got to put out content tomorrow and I haven't done it yet, and you're not feeling in that energy state of doing that, and it's feeling like a chore, it's feeling like, oh, I really don't want to be doing this, sometimes we just need to hit pause, know and recognize we're not in the energy state for this right now. Take a moment, walk away, get outside, grab a coffee if you need the coffee, you know, go and dance, listen to some music, whatever it might be for you. And when you know that you're now in that energy state of I can actually come back to this, then you can come back to that and you will be able to create that content because you're in that higher vibe state. But you're not pushing through and forcing yourself to do that, which, you know, from an energetic standpoint, you're going to slump even further because now you're already feeling low in energy and now you're forcing yourself to do something in this moment you don't even want to be doing, and you can always come back to it. So I wanted to note that there because I'm sure I'm not alone in having moments where I have definitely forced myself to create content knowing that I'm not in the right energy state. And I think on that energetic level, it sometimes can show across to your audience as well because, you know, the energy that you're putting into that content can actually come through on the receiving end as well. So this is an opportunity to think about and identify what drains your energy. And in saying that now, you might already have an idea of what that might be or what those things might be. For you, it could be, and I hate to say it, but certain people. You know, when you are with somebody and you spend your time with them and you actually feel depleted of energy. You feel like that's draining your energy and you leave that conversation or you leave that time with that person feeling like, oh, that took everything out of me. And it's not to say that there's something wrong with that person. It's just on an energetic level, they might not be matching you in that moment. They might not be somebody that in this time and space in your life that, you know, you're connecting with on an energetic level, but it's being aware of that. And with that person being like, okay, well, this might be an opportunity for me to be cautious with the amount of time I spend, or, you know, make sure that I'm creating some boundaries around them to really help. It might also be social media that drains your energy, that you jump on social media and you start scrolling, which we all do. We're all guilty for that. and so I'm not pointing fingers. I do this too. We might be scrolling on social media and we start getting into comparison where we're starting to look to other people. We might be feeling envious of the things I've created or they're doing or whatever it might be. You might then feel really drained from social media where you're like, this is making me feel lack. It's making me feel like I'm getting in a space of comparing or judging myself or whatever it might be. And so looking at that and being like, okay, some boundaries need to come into place for social media to really protect my energy. For me, an example I'll give that was more of a life thing for me is watching the news. So I get anxiety. That's something that I've dealt with for many years now. And so for me, I know that watching the news or seeing the news on social media, it's the same sort of setup. Me consuming that in any way has such a negative effect on me. It depletes my energy. It actually makes me feel anxious, all of these kinds of things. And so identifying that that's something that, you know, isn't good for me and my energy, then I'm able to then again set some boundaries around that of, well, for me, I don't watch the news at all. But it's being able to identify these things, then you can then go and place some boundaries in place to protect your energy. the same with trying to multitask with kids. Times where we're trying to multitask with kids and that actually drains our energy. And so it might be knowing that these two things don't go together right now. It might be the time of day. It might just be the two tasks don't go together. It might be just looking at these things. And so it's just coming from it from a place of awareness of like identifying throughout your day how you're feeling when you're doing certain things and the environment you're in, the people you're with, all of those things. And once you've identified this is an area that is leaving me in a real lack, then you can look at putting boundaries in place to protect yourself, but then also making sure that we're replenishing our energy as well, because we are human beings. We are going to go through ebbs and flows of energy. So this isn't about perfection of trying to stay in this high vibe state all the time or trying to stay in just this perfectly balanced state. We're going to go through these ebbs and flows, but it's just coming from an awareness place of knowing what depletes your energy. Now, equally, we want to also identify what boosts your energy. What are those things just makes you feel like sunshine, just makes you feel so happy? Like it might be playing with the kids. You know, for me, I love getting outside and jumping on the trampoline with the kids. That's like one of our favorite things to do. And for me, it makes my inner child happy as well, because I used to love jumping on the trampoline as a kid. And so that is an energy booster. It's like a physical energy booster, but it's just a happiness one too, because I'm spending that quality time with my kids, doing things with them, you know, all of that. It might be spending time outside, in, you know, getting outside, going for a walk, enjoying the fresh air outside. It might be listening to a podcast. It might be, you know, listening to that inspirational podcast that when you're listening to it and you finish listening to it, you're like, oh, I feel so good. I'm ready to like take on the world. It might be dancing around. Like there's so many different things, big or small, that it could be that boosts your energy. But it might be big or small. Like sometimes it's little things. Sometimes for me, an energy booster is sitting down with my giant cup of tea. That's an energy booster. I feel so good for that. And so, you know, it's being aware of what boosts your energy. So when you're in those lull moments and you're feeling it and you're like, oh, I don't want to be in this space right now, what can I do that I know is going to boost my energy? And you can draw on that toolkit of the things that you know. And, you know, one thing you can do is create a list of boosting energy tasks or things that you love. And, you know, when you've got a few moments, you can go through that list and be like, what can I do for myself today in this moment that's going to boost my energy? And that will be really helpful as well.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.